Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Our red flag warning continues. High temperatures reach up to 79 today under mainly clear skies. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. 38 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 73. Daytime highs approaching 66 Saturday with a chance for showers. Storms likely 64 on Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 69.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Representative Sharice Davids is questioning the National Weather Service over what she's calling missed steps ahead of last week's tornadoes in eastern Kansas. Her concerns stem from reports that NWS offices may have skipped standard weather balloon launches that day, which are used to predict severe weather. Three schools evacuated or put on lockdown after bomb threats Wednesday. Those bomb threats called into schools in Wichita, Hutchinson, and Bueller, and it comes one day after police investigated a threat at Garden City High School. The Kansas Fire Marshal investigates a deadly house fire in northwest Kansas. Randy Spencer died from his injuries after firefighters found him in his home Tuesday night. So far, no word on what caused that fire. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You smell that? Spring. Hibernation's over. It's time to run it. Run it till the grass becomes a lawn, and then hedges duck and cover. Then run it again. Steel. Get up to $50 off AK battery tool sets. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Just before 9 a.m. Tuesday, Decatur County Emergency Communications received a 911 report of a house fire near U.S. Highway 83 and Buffalo Avenue and Hall Street in the city of Oberlin, according to Sheriff David Wachendorfer. First responders found smoke showing from a single-family home in the 200 block of South Buffalo Avenue. Sheriff's deputies attempted entry into the residence to locate the occupant, but the house was full of smoke. After breaching the front door, the first responder saw a person lying motionless approximately 6 feet into the house through the smoke. The first responders made entry to the residence and were able to extricate the subject to the front yard, where life-saving measures were begun. The occupant, identified as Randy Allen Spencer, was transported to Decatur Health, where medical treatment was continued. Oberlin fire crews were able to gain a quick knockdown of the fire within the residence. Spencer was later flown from Decatur Health to receive advanced medical care in Lincoln, Nebraska. Spencer died of his injuries in Lincoln on Wednesday. U.S. Highway 83 was closed for several hours from Hall Street to Q7 Road while the incident was mitigated. Fort Hays State University Department of Communication Studies Professor Sinyin Yang of Hays was recently elected to membership into the Honor Society of Phi Kappa Phi, the nation's oldest and most selective all-discipline collegiate honor society at Fort Hays State University. Yang is among approximately 20,000 students, faculty, professional staff, and alumni to be initiated into Phi Kappa Phi each year. Membership is by invitation only and requires nomination and approval by a chapter. Only the top 10% of seniors and 7.5% of juniors are eligible for membership. Graduate students in the top 10% of the number of candidates for graduate degrees may also qualify, as do faculty, professional staff, and alumni who have achieved scholarly distinction. Phi Kappa Phi was founded in 1897 under the leadership of undergraduate student Marcus L. Urin, who had a desire to create a different kind of honor society, one that recognized excellence in all academic disciplines. Today, the society has chapters on more than 300 campuses in the United States and its territories. Its mission is to cultivate a community that celebrates and advances the love of learning. A high-profile fraud trial led to a company with a unique Kansas banking connection is now underway, and it's drawing attention both in New York and here at home. Brad Heppner, the former CEO of Texas-based Beneficient, is facing trial on multiple federal charges, including securities fraud, wire fraud, and conspiracy. He's pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors allege Heppner diverted at least $150 million from GWG Holdings, which has since gone bankrupt. Investigators say the money was funneled into Beneficient and another partnership he controlled behind the scenes, all while holding leadership roles in multiple entities. Federal officials claim those funds were used for personal expenses, including a luxury Texas mansion and ranch, tax payments, and high-end jewelry purchases. One unusual twist in the case involves artificial intelligence. Before his arrest, Heppner reportedly used an AI chatbot to help generate documents tied to his legal defense. Those materials were later seized by the FBI. A federal judge in New York ruled those documents are not protected by attorney-client privilege, clearing the way for prosecutors to use them in court. The case also has strong Kansas ties. Several years ago, state lawmakers approved a one-of-a-kind bank charter for a Beneficient subsidiary, despite concerns from regulators. That decision has since come under scrutiny as the case unfolds. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall have both emphasized the importance of transparency and accountability in financial oversight as the situation develops. The controversy has already prompted action at the state level, with Kansas lawmakers passing legislation to limit the state's involvement in any future fallout tied to the company. The trial is expected to continue in the coming weeks. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
The Senate has taken an initial step toward reopening the Department of Homeland Security after weeks of shutdown, approving a budget framework early Thursday morning that now moves to the House for consideration. The department has been partially shut down since mid-February as disagreements between Republicans and Democrats over immigration policy stalled funding. Republicans are now using the budget reconciliation process, which allows passage with a simple majority, to move forward with funding for immigration and customs enforcement and border patrol without Democratic support. The vote followed an overnight session filled with amendment proposals, many from Democrats focused on lowering health care and household costs. In the end, the Senate approved the resolution in a narrow 50-48 vote, pushing the issue to the House, where the division remains. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran and Senator Roger Marshall have both supported efforts to move funding forward during the shutdown, aligning with Republican priorities to ensure immigration enforcement agencies remain operational. Marshall has emphasized the importance of funding ICE as part of broader homeland security efforts and has argued that negotiation stalled because of disagreements over including that funding. The proposed $70 billion plan would fund those agencies for the next 3 years, though some lawmakers are pushing to add additional priorities before final passage. With Congress recently returning from recess and no clear agreement in place, the timeline for fully restoring funding remains uncertain. In the meantime, temporary measures continue to keep parts of the department running, leaving ongoing questions for federal workers and national security operations. On April 18th, Russell County deputies responded to a report of two missing juveniles in Lucas, Kansas. Shortly after, one of the juveniles called 911, helping responders locate them near 198th and Fairview Road. Both were evaluated by EMS and safely reunited with their family. Russell County deputies say the juveniles reported being taken from the Lucas area by someone wearing dark clothing and driving a plain white panel van. The juveniles told investigators they were able to escape when the vehicle stopped by opening the door and getting out. The Russell County Sheriff's Office takes each report seriously and will use every resource available to conduct thorough investigations with the goal of gathering facts, keeping the victims and public safety as the top priority. Deputies have been working diligently collecting evidence and interviewing witnesses. After an extensive investigation and search for the vehicle, the investigation revealed circumstances that were not consistent. Upon further interviews, the juveniles, ages 9 and 11, admitted the report was fabricated. The Sheriff's Office would like to emphasize that false reporting of any crime has consequences, and the Sheriff's Office takes false reporting seriously. The facts of this case will be collected and submitted to the Russell County Attorney for further review for recommended charges. The Sheriff's Office would like to thank the public for their assistance in this case. The Sheriff's Office would also like to thank the many law enforcement agencies and their efforts in tracking down leads. They would also like to remind the public that if you see something, say something. Never be afraid to report illegal activity, but under no circumstances should anyone ever report a false crime. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Of course, a lot of talk on the concern about the winter wheat crop across the Wheat Belt region. It's been short on moisture in many states. That includes Oklahoma. Jimmy Kinder is a wheat producer from Cotton County, Oklahoma, and he talked about the struggles of his wheat crop.
It's been a story of almost like a cat with nine lives. We've lost it several times, and we're coming back, and we're standing in a dual-purpose wheat field right now that has shown the battle scars of the year. So we started off early this fall in 2025 and had limited moisture. We had some problems with wheat trying to actually die, just getting enough moisture to germinate and trying to die, and we had to resow quite a bit of the wheat that we've had planted.
And Kinder says his cattle production is paying the bills on his farm this year.
We turned cattle out on some wheat that probably normally wouldn't have been turned out on, but we needed the pasture, and so that's where we were. So we grazed it super hard all year, and then we had March come in when we were trying to break dormancy. We didn't have any moisture, and it got hot, and we thought we were going to have to write off quite a few fields. In fact, I've got a couple of fields that have already been turned in as a loss.
The area of drought is expanding in Kansas. The latest U.S. Drought Monitor map does show that nearly 60% of the state of Kansas now in drought. That is a nearly 7-point increase from last week. The area that is considered in severe, extreme, or exceptional drought is up to 32.5% of the state, and that is a 20-point rise from this past week. Overall, between abnormally dry and drought conditions, about 72.3% of the state is in those categories. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head. But you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caron on the Kansas Agriculture Network. As a cold frontal boundary continues to push eastward across Kansas for this afternoon, expecting some scattered strong to severe thunderstorms to develop, especially across the eastern half of the state, with large hail, damaging wind gusts, and even some tornadoes not being out of the question with any of the strongest storms, again, especially for the eastern half of the state this afternoon into the early evening time frame. Otherwise, in the wake of this frontal passage into the day on Friday, a much quieter forecast, and we'll ease back to some low to mid-70s for high temperatures into the day on Friday, especially for eastern portions of the state. Another low-pressure system developing across the southern plains late this weekend will bring some more shower and storm chances. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine developing. Slight chance for a late day shower with high temperatures climbing up into the middle to upper 70s. Into north central Kansas for this afternoon, gradually clearing skies with lower 80s for high temperatures. Winds eventually turning to the northwest and gusty at 15 to 30. Into northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, scattered showers and storms developing. Some late-day storms could be strong to severe at times. High temperatures in the middle to upper 70s, closer to the lower 80s back to near Salina. For southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, that chance for showers and storms developing. Some late-day storms possibly severe, with highs in the low to mid 70s. For south central Kansas, a chance for some late day storms, especially east of Medicine Lodge. High temperatures in the lower 80s for Wichita, Medicine Lodge in the lower 90s. And back into southwestern Kansas for this afternoon, expecting a good deal of sunshine with those high temperatures climbing up into the upper 70s to lower 80s, with our winds turning to the north and northeast around 10 to 15 miles per hour. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. Loveyourmindtoday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is Jan Teen for Norton Livestock Market with our early consignments for our special fall calf and feeder sale, along with our regular sales starting today at 1 o'clock. In the breeding stock, here's 6 black cows, solid mouth and older, bred black, heavy bred. In the calves, here's 40, mostly black with a few red steers and heifers that are weaned at 450 to 6 and a quarter. 33, mostly black, white face with a few reds, steers and heifers weaned at 400 to 650. 35, mostly black steers and heifers off the cow at 450 to 600. 26, black, white face steers and heifers at 500 to 6 and a quarter. 20, black steers off the cow at 550 to 650, 19 black steers and heifers off the cow at 450 to 600, 12 black and red steers and heifers, long time weaned at 450 to 500. In the feeders, here's 150, mostly black with a few reds, steers and heifers at 650 to 850, 20 black steers and heifers at 600 to 675, 16 Charolais heifers at 700, 6 red and black heifers at 8 to 8 and a quarter, 17 mixed steers at 875 to 950. In the weigh cattle, we'd be expecting a normal trailer run of weigh cows and bulls, and we're expecting more consignments of all classic cattle by sale time. Hope to see you at the auction. Thank you.